Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker, and thanks for spending the time with us here today. This is a show where we bring wonderful, amazing people from our community into the studio to share with us the things that they're doing to make our community a better place to live. And today we have two individuals that are they're very familiar to community media. Every year we look forward to Bill Weinholt and George
Hubbard
to come in from the Exchange Club of Hanover and share with us the things that they're doing to make our community a better place to live. And the one thing that we're going to talk about mainly today is the healing fields. So, men, thanks for what you do for the community. Thanks for taking the time to come in here and not only speak about it, but invite people to become involved in it.
Yes.
Because you are going to need volunteers for this event. So George.
Yeah. Thank you, Raymond. We're happy to be here. And if many of you know, or maybe you've kind of forgotten, this year is the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attack in the United States. And this is one of the first times we in the United States have been attacked on our own territory, our own land. And it really made a change. And, you know, this Healing Field program we do is a way to remember all those who lost their lives in those attacks on that particular day.
So this event is mainly of a response to the 9/11 event.
That is correct.
So you place flags in memory of all those who passed away?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have 3,000 flags. Just look at the picture behind us here, and that's kind of what you see with the flags. But there'll be 3,000 flags, or 3-foot by 5-foot flags on a 7.5-foot pole. Each card will have somebody's name who passed away that day, whether it be at the Twin Towers, or it be at the Pentagon, or it be Flight 93. We'll have somebody's name and a little bio about the people on them. And we're asking members of the community if they would like to sponsor a flag. They can do it in honor of a family member who was in the military, or a fire rescue, or EMT, whatever. Or you can do it in memory of somebody the same way. And at the end of it, then they get the flag and the card that was on the flag.
Is that right?
Yes.
So if someone wanted to, in a sense, remember one of the 3,000 people passed away, but at the same time also honor someone for something that they might have done for the community or for the service, they could sponsor a flag. And if they wanted to sponsor a flag, and these aren't small flags.
No, they're 3-foot by 5-foot flags.
These are flags. Yeah. These are considerable. Where do they go for more information?
Go ahead, George. You're the...
Okay. You can go to the Hanover Exchange Club, hanoverexchangeclub.com. We also have a Facebook page for the Hanover Exchange Club, and we have events set up there, and it also provides contact information to, you know, either send us an email or to give a phone call.
Okay.
We will also be at the Chili Cook-Off, Hanover Chili Cook-Off, coming up here in a couple weeks on the Sunday before Labor Day, where we'll have a booth there where we'll be having the forms to sell the flags to for sponsorships.
Okay, so this event takes place on September the 11th.
11th through the 18th, yes.
Through the 18th. And you start setting up on the 10th.
Correct? Yes.
And we really need individuals to help.
Yes.
To come out and volunteer to set up 3,000
flags.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
I mean, not more flags, but there's more things to. Yes.
Each flag has a piece of rebar we drive in the ground to set the pole on. Then once we have everything set up Thursday evening at 6:00, each flag gets a black ribbon tied to the top of it for the next day. And then Saturday morning at 8:00, the black ribbons have to come off the flags. So we need a lot of volunteers to help do that. And then the 18th and 19th, when we start to take us down, especially the 19th, we need all the volunteers we can get to help take it down, because it all has to come down, back down, what we have left, because people can come starting at 3 o'clock on the 18th and pick their flags up that they sponsored. And they can come all day on the 19th and up until 5 o'clock to pick up their flags. And everything that's left that's not sponsored, we'll be putting back. And each year from here for the next 4 years, we'll put flags up again. Every year we put the flags up. We don't put it as many as the 3,000, but we put flags up every year.
Okay. Every year there's flags, but seeing that it is a special anniversary year, you guys are going all out.
Yes. Yeah, that is correct.
This will be the fourth time we've done the 3,000 flags.
Yeah. So. And it's a moving event. As we talk about Thursday and needing volunteers, one, we need people to drive rebar into the ground. Then we have people that take the flags on the poles and put them over the rebar. Then we have people that come and unroll the flag. Then we have people come and put the name tags on them, and the name tags go on in a specific order. And so it's not like, oh, you're just going to stick the flags up and that's it. You know, there's several activities associated with it. And as Billy said, at 6 o'clock Thursday night, we're going to put black ribbons on as a signification that the flag is at half staff, because flags are supposed to fly at half staff on the Patriots Day, September the 11th.
Okay.
So there's a lot of activity involved. It's not just, oh, boom, you know, here's 3,000 flags and you stick them up and that's it.
It's very intentional and strategic, even the way you have it laid out.
Yeah.
It looks just like Arlington Cemetery. Every time, everywhere you look, it's everything straight lined, no matter how you look at it. It's very neatly the way we lay it out, but we didn't come up with the layout. The people who came up with the Healing Field idea came up with the layout. They send us wire that has like clamps every 10 feet, 5 feet, 7 feet, whatever you're putting it up at.
Uh-huh.
And you just lay the field out that way, and we'll go along Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be painting dots. Or Tuesday and Wednesday, painting dots. Yeah. So we'd be 3,000 white dots down to show us where the flags go into.
Okay.
And we've had a great sponsorship this year from people donating time and donating money and donating product. The last time we did this 5 years ago, it was $48,000 to buy the flags, the poles, the rebar, everything. This year, it went up to $73,500.
Wow.
And I'm cheap, I'm sorry. We said we're not going to pay that, so we bought the flags. We had 500 come from the last time, because some of the flags they had last time were not real good. So they sent us 500 to make up for that. We bought 2,500 flags. Then I went around to plumbers, Fixers, Wilson Plumbing, Allison's Plumbing, and Davison's Plumbing Supply, HVAC, and they donated the poles that we needed. I went to Conowaga and Keith Smith, and they donated the rebar that we needed. We did have to buy like some gold balls for the top, and this year, for the first time, instead of tying ribbons to hold the cards, we actually got shower hooks. And we're putting the shower hook on and putting the ribbon or the card on the shower hooks. So that's the kind of stuff that everything we can get donated, we got donated. We got Air Energy is donating the diesel to run the lights. At Keith Smith is donating 12 light stanchions for us so we can keep it lit all night long. There's more people who've donated stuff. A trucking company brought them in for nothing from Utah.
From Sandy, Utah.
And yeah,
they brought it in and they did not want any recognition. Yeah.
Didn't charge this thing. When we got the trucking company, but we didn't put any names or anything, they brought it in. But we've had a very great, and even people giving us, like businesses giving us money and stuff so we can do this. Even with getting stuff given to us, our budget to do this year was about $105,000 to put this on. And our goal is to make money on it, which because of the donations that we have and the people donating in-kind stuff, we're going to make money. Last time we made about 70. This time we're probably looking somewhere in the same area. 70, and that 000. All, yeah. Yes, that all goes back to the local community, whether it be veterans, first responders. It goes to programs that we do, our youth programs and stuff, to give scholarships. And everything we give away, this is the first year we didn't buy our own church. We bought the church through the money that was donated. But other than that, everything we have, we give back to the community. We keep nothing.
And one of your big initiatives that you guys fund is prevention of child abuse.
It's a national project, yes.
Yes, yes. And you know, here locally in Hanover, we have two projects oriented that way. One is the evening of comedy and magic show, which this year was its 26th year here in Hanover. And it brings comedians, some of them are worldwide known, been on AGT. They come in and provide good family entertainment to raise money that we then award to agencies here locally that are dealing with the prevention of child abuse.
Okay.
Another thing that we do to raise money for that is we call it pinwheels for prevention. And they're blue and silver pinwheels, and we scatter them around town at various locations. In one in particular is across from the YMCA on George Street, and we put 500 pinwheels out, and we get people to sponsor the pinwheels for $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that raises money for the prevention of child abuse. Another thing that we support that is kind of, Billy gives me a hard time for, but the YWCA does a program called Walk a Mile in His Shoes.
Her Shoes.
Her Shoes, yeah. Yeah, see, I'm off, you know.
You're doing well.
Yeah. Walk a mile in her shoe. But I have done it every year. They've done it, I think this was the 14th year. And it raises money for victims of domestic violence.
And you actually have to wear women's shoes?
Yes. Yeah.
He goes a little further than that.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to go in.
Well, I found that if I go in, full force from the standpoint of, you know, wearing shoes or dress, uh-huh, a wig, that I get raised more money.
So yep.
People say, if you're doing that, I'll give you, if maybe they were going to give me 10 bucks, they may give me 20.
Right. Yeah.
And
plus I'll show up to see it.
Yeah. And well, I put out a poster asking for donations at the start of the season for that. And then when it's all over, and I put out a recap showing pictures of myself, mm-hmm, in the outfits that I had and then with some other people. Mm-hmm. But it's I've been very fortunate and had great support. And I myself have raised, with the help of the Exchange Club and friends, over $41,000 for the safe home, mm-hmm, for the Hanover YWCA.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's another prevention of domestic violence or child abuse,
mm-hmm,
program that, you know, and the Exchange Club supports me in that.
We do Make-A-Wish. We always give the highest so that some kid wants to go to Disney World. We help them pay for that. We've done that now for at least 20 years. Trying to think of some other programs like that we do. The Cancer Walk. We do. We always have people walking in that. We support that.
Yeah. We have scholarships.
Scholarships. Yeah, we give 5 scholarships out a year. 2,000, I think they are now. The ACE and the Youth of the Year that we give out, and plus we give out three $1,000 scholarships. I know we're looking at trying to raise them up for next year to give more money away.
What's the qualifications to be a winner for that?
Well, the ACE is somebody who's had a hard time, like they've been in high school and they've had cancer, or they've had parents that were drug addicts or something like this, and they've been able to keep going and come through. It's actually called the Tommy LaDonna ACE Award. He was a DeLune High School student, and he had cancer. And his senior year, one of the things he wanted to do is he ran cross country, was running a cross country meet while he was battling his cancer. Mm-hmm. And he did that. And he actually won ours. He was presented to district, won the district, but before he could do go to college, then he passed away mm-hmm. from cancer. But we named that in honor of him, and they do a cross country run, or a run every year, and the proceeds come back to us. Some of the proceeds do that we can pay for the Tommy LaDonie Scholarship.
Yeah, okay.
And we have a youth of the year then is somebody who has great academics, has a lot of community service, volunteerism, and that's where we get the youth of the year from. Then the other ones, they apply for it. And it's not always the best student or the highest grade. We look at people who, okay, parents don't make a lot of money, they need help here or something like that, and that's how we kind of pick out one too.
So you're really youth-oriented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Exchange Club's been around for at least 5 years now.
Yeah. In January, it will be 80 years.
80 years.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been involved? George?
I've been in it for 22 years.
Okay.
And Billy's probably...
23.
Why? How?
Somebody asked me.
Yeah.
I was working at the Y. Bob Channel, you had Channel's Locksmith at the time, came in. I got a question for you. And I knew they did the Builders Home and Garden Show in town here. And I've always loved to go to that. And he got to talking to me and had me inviting me to a meeting and stuff. And I signed up and joined. And I've been going crazy with it ever since.
Because you've seen all that you guys do.
Then all we did. And I've been very active in the local club and the district club and the national. Been very active in all three of them. And it's just, what we do nationwide is amazing. It's just the money that is going to prevention of child abuse and other programs that they do nationally, community service. And we're building better communities everywhere we go. We're just United States and Puerto Rico. We're nothing overseas like a lot of the other national clubs that got to do stuff overseas and stuff. We don't. We're right here in the United States. And we do so much around here.
It's good.
It's very good. It's very good, yes.
George, how'd you get?
Well, I did some volunteer work. Billy worked for the YMCA, and I did some volunteer work, you know, helping them. Actually, used to be at the Gold's Gym, mm-hmm. you know, out on Baltimore. And the YMCA was taking it over, and I helped doing some volunteer work. And he saw me one day at the Y, I was working out, and he said, you're retired, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You know, how about joining the Exchange Club? And that was a year after he did, and he joined, and I went out and helped him with the Builders Show, and they grabbed a hold of me and wouldn't let me go.
There you go.
But I've been involved in it ever since, deeply. I've been involved at the local level and at the district level. I didn't go on to the national level. But it's just been a rewarding experience for me because when I worked, I was very dedicated to my work and did not get involved in the community very much. I grew up in, at the time, a small community about the size of Hanover, actually. And I was working. That was it, and I didn't have time for anything else. So when I retired, I moved up here, and now I go around town and people, oh, you're George. You're George. Uh-huh. And I'm somebody that I kind of vaguely know. I wished him a happy birthday on Facebook the other day, and he came back and says, thank you, and thank you for all you do in the community. Mm-hmm. So it just really kind of touched me.
Yeah. I've been here going on 70 years, and he knows more people here in Hanover than I do now.
Well, George, thanks for moving up here and giving your heart to our community.
Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to do so.
And you have the ability to connect with people.
Yes, you know, it appears that I do.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, I'm a people person. Uh-huh. I had a father that actually was a minister, mm-hmm. and so he was dealing with people all the time, different people and all, and I guess that some of that rubbed off on me.
Yeah, that's great. You're a large organization, though, for a service organization.
Nationwide, yes. Mm-hmm.
But even in Hanover,
you have 40 members.
40 members, mm-hmm. and at times has been...
Yeah, we were up to 90-some members at one time, yeah. When we did, right after we did the first healing field that we did to 3,000 flags, we shot way up.
Okay. And a lot of times it just takes the awareness that it exists mm-hmm. and for someone to ask.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, I'd like to take this moment for all of us to ask you who are watching to consider giving back to the community. And you guys have your time, you have your talent, and you have your treasures. And you could use all three, or you could use just one. But this is the organization that has been proving itself for over 40,
80 years.
80 years. 80. How long in Hanover?
80 years.
80 years. Yeah,
the Nashville is 117 years, I think it
wow.
is.
Yeah, 117.
So you must be one of the oldest social organizations in Hanover.
I don't know. It started out as people, business people, passing people to do business with. It's how they started meeting, and well, I do business with the guy, you need to meet this guy, and that's how it started out in Detroit.
Okay.
And from one club, at one point it was, several hundred clubs across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more than that now.
500 or so clubs.
Okay. Hey, but we're asking you to get involved. And the best way to get involved is get onto the website, get into the Facebook, and show up at a meeting.
Yeah, we meet twice a month, second and fourth Tuesdays. We have a dinner, and we usually have some kind of speaker coming to the meeting, or we'll be talking about some of the stuff we got coming up that we'll be doing. But yeah, if you enjoy what we do with the healing field, or back in July 4th, we had 250 flags up at West Mannheim. And each one was a different flag that the Americans had over the 250 years. Mm-hmm. There was 26 different flags, so like the first two were just one flag. Betsy Ross, it was 13 years, and Star Spangled was a bunch. We had them out there. That's the kind of stuff. If you want to do stuff like that, or you're in prevention of child abuse, please come and see us, visit us. We can't continue to do this stuff if we don't get some new people coming in. I don't know about George, but I'm getting old. And, we need people, doesn't matter your age, we need people to come in and get involved with us. We got stuff that people of all ages can do.
Right. And if you're sitting at home, take the time. What is it? Twice?
Twice a month.
You don't have to be there.
No.
Every month.
No.
And there's a meal.
We meet at the VFW in McKinley Avenue in Hanover.
And what days are they again?
Tuesday and Thursday. Second Tuesday and fourth second and fourth Tuesdays.
The second?
And fourth Tuesdays.
And fourth Tuesdays mm-hmm. at the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And does it cost to come and buy?
The meal's $28, and that helps us pay for the room and the meal. It's usually a good meal, very good meal.
Mm-hmm. And then there's fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's fellowship built around being unified to serve the community.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You will get more out of it than what you give.
Yes.
You will.
Yes.
I mean, why sit at home and watch the same old TV program? Get up, go out, get involved, connect. Yeah. And if you're a young person, what a great way of trying to find out what your talents are.
Yes.
And what your purposes are. And then being around individuals who's been around longer than what we have, and, you know.
Met some amazing people in this, too.
Yeah.
One gentleman we have speaking, Joe Detmeyer, was on the second floor, or the 105th floor of the second tower. And he'll be speaking about what he saw and how he got out and survived. He will actually be speaking Thursday at Southwest Middle School, twice that Thursday morning, and then the high school Thursday afternoon. Then Friday at 1 o'clock, you'll be speaking out at West Mannheim.
And this is in September.
This is in September.
September 10th, I'm assuming?
11th. He'll be speaking the 11th. The 10th at the schools.
At the schools.
The 11th at the field end.
So, you know, let's go back to the Hillman Field program for a second here before we leave. But I can't talk enough about the amazing opportunity for individuals to help our community and to show patriotism.
Yes, really. Yes.
But the Hilling Fields, you have the flags, you have the ability to sponsor the flags. We're asking for volunteers to come out. But you also have a program built around this. So let's talk about the program.
Okay, on the program, on Friday, which is 9/11, we'll have an opening invocation presentation of the colors. And then starting at 8:46, we will start reading the names of every individual that died that day on 9/11. We'll read their name, ring a bell, then read the next name, and we're looking for people to come out. You know, there's 3,000 names to read, and one person can't read them all.
Yeah.
And you know, we usually have people lined up, you know, that you know, where they'll read 20 names, and then the next person steps up. And they have the reading of the names, and that pretty much takes the full morning to do that. Then we have Joe Dittmar, who was a survivor of Tower 2. He was on the 105th floor. He was in a meeting of insurance agents with like 57 insurance agents when they were told they had to evacuate. And of his group, I think he's one of seven that actually survived. His way of dealing with it is to present his story on how he got out. And for him to cope with that, he likes to go and tell people his story. I have seen him talk to students at DeLone High School. And, you know, high school kids, you know, they tend to be doing all kinds of other things, you know, when a speaker comes. And I saw him at DeLone and also at Hanover High School when he started telling his story. You could have heard a pin drop. The kids related to what he was telling them. And you can tell how it affects me. So it's a fantastic story on how he survived. There was another individual who survived, and Joe has told us, you know, privately that his approach is not even talk about it. For Joe, he has to talk about it. And it's an unbelievable story on how he made the right selections along the way in getting out of the building. Then we're probably closing the program on Friday early in the afternoon because school kids are still going to be in school, so we need to get out of the way so that they can get home. On the next day, on Saturday, we have the opening remarks, anthem, and all. And we have a speaker, Keith Fager. He was an F-15 pilot defending the Capitol. I happened to live in Gaithersburg, Maryland at the time. And, you know, there were no flights in the sky. And if you heard a plane, everybody in our community, and I think all over the D.C. area, they all came out looking up in the sky to see what's going on. So I'm very interested in hearing what this gentleman, you know, has to say. You know, having been on the ground and hearing a plane streaking across the sky, and you know there's not supposed to be any. So he's an interesting speaker. Another speaker is Tyler Fullerton. He was a Purple Heart recipient, but he, because of 9/11, he decided, I think he joined the Marines and fought in Afghanistan and became a Purple Heart recipient for his bravery there. So another individual that was affected by 9/11. Then we have a on that Saturday, and there's music in the break time period. We got performers. And let me try to see when it is, but we've got the Hanover Symphony Orchestra was going to do a performance at the Wareheim Mansion for July the 4th. If you remember July the 4th, it was super hot and particularly their wooden instruments, they did not want to perform due to the heat mm-hmm. and the humidity. They're going to put that show on Saturday afternoon, about 3:30. Then on Sunday, we're going to have more programs. We're going to talk about the history of the flag. We're going to have the mayor of Hanover will speak. But we got a lady named Jennifer Fiamini. She was in New Jersey at the time of the accident or the terrorist attack and got called to go into New York to take, she was a nurse, and she went into New York City to help those that needed treatment. And she has a very interesting story. It was very stressful. I've heard her speak, and she talks about when her shift was over, rather than go back to the, quote, designated sleeping area, she got her comfort from going and sleeping with the rescue animals. For some reason, that was where she felt the most comfortable and relaxed. Mm-hmm. So she got a fantastic story. You know, we're going to have a flag retirement ceremony on Sunday. But we got some fantastic speakers. We got some fantastic musical groups playing music. We've got the Lyric Band, the East Berlin Community Singers, as I mentioned, the Hanover Symphony Orchestra, the Hanover Lancers, Brody Rummel, Lee Newhouse, Sinclair Trump, and Denny. She does pop and folk and popular music, and Denny Kropp, who does bluegrass. Okay. So we've got a wide variety of entertainment.
And if someone was interested in planning their weekend with their family, with their kids, where can they go and see the agenda? Do you have this online? So
we do not have that online yet because it's still in transition.
Okay.
It will be
posted.
So, you have 3 days of solemn moments, shared history, entertainment. You're probably gonna have some food.
We're trying to get a couple food trucks.
Food trucks, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is gonna be a social community event.
Yes.
And they are. We actually, in some of our past events, we've had people that come out in the middle of the night. Now we do have the flags lighted up, and they come out in the middle of the night. And usually the police department, somebody is there. We've had no problem. But the one thing that sticks with me is the fact that we go through and we put the rebar in the ground. We take and put the flags on, and we put these tags on. And I've talked to people that said, it didn't really get to me until I started putting the tags on the individual flags and read what it says about, Jane Doe, she worked for such and such a company, or, just give us a brief synopsis of their life. And when you start reading that, it gets very personal. It makes it a real person. And, as I say, I've had people that, well, it didn't affect me until I started putting those tags on and looking at them, and then it really affected, how they felt. Now, one thing we haven't said is, where did this come from, this Healing Field program? Turns out Colonial Flag out in Sandy, Utah, after the 9/11, I think, did they do it the very next year?
He came flying into New York for something.
The very next year, they decided, I wonder what that looks like in flags. And that's when they put in, would have been 2002, put 3,000 flags out, kind of unorganized, they put them out, but they didn't have it as polished as it is right now. Mm-hmm. Just to show how many what 3,000 people would look like, you know, in the ribbon.
Walk out here during this and stand on the flags and just look, and you realize, okay, one of these flags represents somebody who died that day.
And it could have been you.
Yeah. The sad thing is, it's not representative of everybody who died from that day. They've had a lot of firemen, police officers, and even people that volunteered to help have passed away from cancer, from the asbestos and stuff that was in the building. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more, we say 2,296, yeah, died that day, but it's more like 3,000, maybe 4,000 people who have died from this day.
Yeah. It has changed America completely. The Healing Fields, is this a program that the Hanover Exchange Club does? They do it as a fundraiser, but I think more as a patriotic event.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's one of your core pillars of your organization, patriotism. Another pillar is making a better community. Another one is our youth. And you probably have a couple more. But the Healing Fields, this event, is it a national event?
It's national. I know Arizona does it every year. They do it every year.
They still doing it?
Yeah. Other places do it. Arizona, I think one of the reasons they were doing it every year was Todd, what was his name?
Beamer
lived there, and his wife was there. And but a lot of them do it. Some of them, there's only a handful of clubs that do the 3,000. Mm-hmm. Erie, New York, I know they do, I think it's 1,250 every 5 years. Mm-hmm. And other clubs around do it. But it is a national project that people do, yeah.
And this is, you know, unique for our community that we do it so well, thanks to the leadership of these men here and the 40 other volunteers that you have. But you could just imagine, if you're allowed to go there in the evening, what it's like with the atmosphere and that. So I encourage you to consider that. Consider getting your friends together. Consider participating. You know, coming to an event is a great way to be community minded. But if you want the ideal experience, it would be volunteering to set up the flags, to create a personal connection with that day in history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that in particular day, the September the 11th, 2026. The Hanover Exchange Club makes our community a great place to live. Please get involved. Bill Weinholt is the chair of the Healing Field Committee, and George Hubbard is the public relations. Bill, you want to say something before we go?
Yeah, just you've heard what we've said here today, and we've chimed in on things, but we do need people to help us. We need people to get involved in this. We need people to join the club, because if we don't get people to join the club, this is not going to keep happening, nor is anything else that we do for the community going to keep happening, because our membership is dwindling down. So please think about it. Come out, talk to us when this is going on, help us with this, and get involved with Exchange. It's a great opportunity for everybody.
George?
The one thing I would just say, you know, reiterate what Billy's saying, is we need to help. The emotional and the movement that it will give you I can't really explain it, but after talking to people who have been there, walk through the field, see all the names of the people, and as I mentioned earlier, people helping set up didn't mean anything until they started reading the name tags. It is a moving experience, and it also is one of the things I actually did a TV interview several years ago and explained to the reporter. I says, you know, we had Pearl Harbor back in 41. I says, for our generation, this is our Pearl Harbor. And it just, you know, this is something that where somebody attacked the United States on United States land, and it needs to be remembered. So come out and see the field and talk to us about how you can help us, you know, continue to do this in the future.
Thanks for what you guys do. Thanks for taking the time to come in and sharing it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here to help the next generation take over what you guys have started.
Yeah.
Okay. So, these men make our community a great place to live, and there's a lot of individuals like them in our community involved in social organizations and nonprofits that create great opportunities and experiences. And you might be the missing piece, so please get involved. Get involved with this activity. Get involved with your church. Get involved with your school. Get involved with the chamber and some of the community activities that's being planned. Please share your talents. So until we have a chance to bring some other individuals as awesome as Bill and George into our studio, stay healthy, be kind, and remember, you're precious. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Some of them died in the World Trade Center. Some of them died on the airplanes. Some of them died at the Pentagon. And some of them died on Flight 93. Every person that died as a result of that attack has a flag out here with their name on it.
My husband was stationed up in Anchorage, Alaska as a military police officer. And at 4:38 on September 11th, he got the call on the radio to report to the airport.
September 11th, the year 2001, a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
He was stationed at the Pentagon for 7 days for a security detail. His job was to make sure that nobody got in and nobody got out. He got a lot of the fumes in his lungs, and because of that, he got brain cancer.
The 9/11 Healing Fields is to remember and reflect on those that did die during 9/11 event. This is the least that we can do to help carry on their memories.
There's 144 rows of flags. You guys back near the trees, you'll see a row of dots. That's the first row. There's 26 dots back through.
I'd like to see with the flags being placed here that the community will recognize that, you know, stop and take the moment. We all live very busy lives. We're all very hustled. But just to stop and remember, and don't allow these memories to pass.
He definitely fought for our country on that day, and then later died for our country because of 9/11.
We stand with them, and we're here for just remembering all those that did lose their lives.
This program is made possible by these municipalities through a portion of their cable franchise fees: Abbottstown Borough, Cumberland Township, Berwick Township, Freedom Township, Gettysburg Borough, Germany Township, Hamilton Township, Hamilton Band Township, Mount Pleasant Township, New Oxford Borough, Oxford Township, Reading Township, and Strabane Township. Thank you to our amazing sponsors: Adams County Community Foundation, Adams County Sports Hall of Fame, Adams County Trout Unlimited, Classic Antique Innovations, Destination Gettysburg, Exchange Club of Hanover, and Gettysburg Railway. We would also like to thank all of our Patreon members. In the Attaboy tier, Rachel Beard. In the Contributing Producer tier, Zelma's Emporium. Visit our website to learn how to become a sponsor or Patreon member, communitymedia.net. Community Media, celebrating who we are and what we do as a community. And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Thank you.